Now, the manifold results of this evil union between faith and an unworthy handmaid, because right, philosophy is supposed to be the handmaid of theology. So this evil union between faith and this unworthy handmaid are the fruits of a tree which are corrupt at its very roots. And that is what St. Pius X makes very, very clear. The modernist heresy falsely distinguishes between the knowing on the one hand and believing on the other. It distinguishes between the Christian as one who knows and one who believes. And that's a false distinction right off the bat. But we'll see there are many other false distinctions and false principles along the way. We're going to principally enumerate them the way that St. Pius X did, as in three parts. So Pope St. Pius X lucidly resumed modernism under three essential heads. One, philosophical agnosticism, that is Kantianism, so the philosophy of Immanuel Kant. Two, vital immanence or immanentism, which is also from Kant, but then as the Catholic modernists used it, it was also baptized, as it were, by the liberal Protestant Friedrich Schleiermacher, who lived in the 19th century. He spanned the 18th and 19th century, like Kant himself. So this is he took Kant's ideas and baptized them. And Schleiermacher is called the father of modern Protestantism. And when they say he's the father of modern Protestantism, what they mean is that he is the father of liberal Protestantism, because that's what modern Protestantism is. So Schleiermacher took Kant's ideas and baptized them. Of course, the waters don't take to error, and attempted to christen these false philosophical ideas. And that's what we get as modernism. And then there's a third element, a third heading under which the saintly Pope St. Pius treats it, and that is that of radical evolutionism. And this is the element that's borrowed from the false philosophy of Hegel. So we're going to go in order to discuss these three things, and I'm going to be using as my guide something that I wrote some years ago, which I will link to from the Catholicism.org website, or rather from the Reconquest.net website. The piece that I wrote is called What did St. Pius X mean when he called modernism the synthesis of all heresies? So I'm going to be following that as sort of my guide, but I'm going to be going on little tangents to explain some of the philosophical concepts that are being brought up, and the theological concepts as well that are being brought up along the way. So the first element that St. Pius X names and condemns is this philosophical agnosticism, that is to say, Kantianism. If you want to know what Kant's essential error is, you can say Kant said that we can't know. he denies the human ability to know, and he expresses it himself in extremely turgid German prose that is extremely, extremely difficult to understand, and that he makes up words in the German language, not unlike a lot of other German philosophers and German theologians of modernity. It is said of the German liberal modernist theologian Karl Rahner, by his own brother, Hugo Rahner, who was also a Jesuit priest. He said, one of these days I'm going to translate my brother's works into German. Now, the joke there, of course, is that Karl Rahner wrote in German. So when his brother Hugo said he was going to translate his works into German, he meant that he wrote in such a turgid prose and made up so many different new words in the German language that he didn't have, that it was difficult to understand for a German speaker. So he was going to make it simple and translate it into German that everybody can understand. That's not an untypical thing, as I understand it, with modern German philosophers. And this, I think, is one of the reasons it's so challenging to translate this garbage into English, which probably isn't the undertaking anyway. Okay, so let's look at this first error. So by the first of these three errors, which remember, this is the Kantian agnosticism, in other words, the denial that we can know. By the first of these errors, philosophical agnosticism, which is described by the Pope as the negative element of the modernists, as opposed to a positive element that he's going to explain in a little bit. The partisans of error, known as the modernists, they deny sound epistemology. Now, what does that mean? Epistemology is the philosophy of knowledge. Episteme, it comes from the Greek word for to know. And epistemology is simply that part of the philosophical sciences which explores how it is that we know, okay? It's simple. I mean, it's also called criteriology sometimes, and in certain books we'll call it criteriology rather than epistemology. But and there, it's the criteria for knowledge that they're exploring. So this is what a lot of modern philosophy errs on. Aside from erring on the more fundamental question of metaphysics, they err on the view of knowledge and epistemology, and they deny man's actual capacity to know reality as it is, to know truth. So the modernists follow Kant in this. Kant produced a philosophy that rejects man's ability to know and reduces all sense impressions to mere phenomena. Now, opposed to the phenomena, or contrasted from the phenomena, are the noumena, which Kant calls in German the Ding an sich, which is to say the thing in itself.